Okay, so let's pick up from the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Zayin. Okay. So the case over here was, there was 10 batim zelifni mizeh, Mishnah Shinai and Sif Zayin. There was 10 batim zelifni mizeh, b'kulam. They have to go out through those two. So the two inner ones have to give into the Erev. The rest are considered like a Beis Hashar, and their potter of giving. Okay. Sichem leitim Erev Nandalev. Shem Levanim Teres Bais Alembo, Yisum Atalta Bechotzer, Bechen Atalta Mizel Lezeh, Bechen Mihem Lebatim Lashalich Nehem. So they have within a bias. Can't carry from one to the other. Can't carry to the chutzner. Can't carry from them to the outer rooms. There's 10 rooms, one inside the other. Means the most innermost room, you have to pass through 9 rooms to get to it. Each one is different family is living there. So the outer ones are like a Beis Shar to the inner ones. The two inner ones have to, the Beis Shar, the person lives in the Beis Shar does not have to contribute to the Erev. The two inner ones have to contribute. Well, we've got the Sheini, Havi Beis Shar, the Pnimi Shar B'Derech Alav. Okay, so even Lo L'Chora, we should argue that only the innermost room, the one who lives there, that's a bias. And even the next one is a Beis Shar for the inner one. He says, no, that's not true. Lo mizbal to materas bias al yedezeh, kim in the havi rak Beis Shar l'yochid. The case before the Beis Shar was the Beis Shar into the chotzer. That's not a welcome dira. Okay, so now we're saying when if you have multiple people walking through there, that's also that's called a Beis Shar as well. You only have one person going through that doesn't give them a Beis Shar.
If you have multiple ones inside, then multiple people be walking through at least one of, multiple people be walking through multiple apartments or diras, whatever we're calling these, batim.
Right, by the time you get to the third room, you already have two people using that as an access point.
Right.
That's already Beis Shar. But the second room only has one person using it as an access point. So that's not considered a Beis Shar.
Does the Zohar mean more than two?
What?
Does the Zohar mean more than two?
A Zohar mean anything more than two. The example he's giving was 10, right? Right. So in the Shar Tzion, he says that we said before that a Beis Shar L'Yochid also considered a Beis Shar. So whether it's mamash the Beis Shar of a Yochid of the Chotzer, it was mamash just meant to be the place where the Sharmer stays. That's a different point. But over here, it's a Dira. You're being mevatel the same Dira because the fact that people walk through there. So that already has to have, you have to have multiple individuals walking through to get that bittul.
The outer rooms are Beis Shar for the inner rooms. Therefore, that's about the same dira from it.
You have an outer area. There are two inner rooms, both rented out.
In the outer room,
the tenants use the main home as their access point.
So heim ba'atzmam chiyavim liten be'eruv v'balabayis ba'atzmam poter shehuke be'shar lehem.
So you end up with the following din, is that the tenants become members of the chutz in regards to contributing to the eruv, and the balabayis will not have to contribute. Because he has two tenants which are using his home where he dwells as an access point to their apartments. Okay.
A person who's coming as a guest into the chatzar, even if he is only there, even if he's not in somebody's home, but rather he's in his own place. He rents out, he's taking an empty apartment for a period of time. So if he's not there for Derech Keva, he's there for less than 30 days, he's not considered a dweller there, and therefore he does not have to contribute to the Bnei, into the Eruv. If he doesn't contribute, it's not Aser. And V'hu V'heim Mutarim, everyone will continue to be Mutar to carry, Bein V'beisu, Bein V'beisu, he can carry out of his apartment, out of their homes as well. Even if there are many, and there's only one person who lives there, they're all going to be bottled to the people who live there, B'kviyas. But, this is all talking about that there's one person who dwells here regularly, and other people are just transient, so they do not answer. But if they're all transient, so that's the scenario of the hotel, and that's the discussion about the hotel. Nobody's kavua there, so then they would then there's a requirement for eruv. The eruv chetzer is immediately. Even if they're paying for this, so they're coming here for a short brief time, so they're considered orchim, even though they're paying for it. He's eating and sleeping there. But if you be living in the home of the Balabayas, even though he's there for quite some time, if he has no independent place of Dira, so he's bottled to the Balabayas. So basically a border. The example he's referring to is a boarder, a person who's a boarder. He's living by the Balabayas regularly, doesn't really have his own makam. Might have his own room to sleep, but he eats with the Balabayas, etc. So he's bottled to the Balabayas, even though he's paying for it and he's there for kviyas, big kviyas. So the shear of being there, a roy, is 30 days. El Shashim Yom, V'yosim Mishloshim, I feel Hoyo Rak Bishila Levad. Once he's there for more than 30 days, even if he's just borrowing, he's not paying for it, once he's there for more than 30 days, then he's called kavua and he's on a reyach, and now he has to contribute to the Erev.
The If he is visiting or renting for the intent of staying for more than 30 days, is he chayv immediately?
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
Unlike mezuzah, for example.
Right. He might mezuzah does a sheet like that, but correct. Correct.
Here, it's not business. It's a different thing.
Yes.
Why?
It's the next line.
If the person moves in with intent to stay more than 30 days, that's the plan, that's the contract, or wherever it is. So then he's immediately considered a kavua in the chatzar, and he has to contribute to the eruv. He doesn't have to wait 30 days. But the Sharetzion does add that if somebody who's yachol l'sluke chol shashir, he's borrowing it, and I could kick him out at any point in time. So in that situation, he's not a kavua. Even if he's there more than 30 days. But if I'm letting him stay as long as I decide I want to let him be there. But any moment, the range is I can ask him to leave at any moment. So he's not a kavua. And so the Sharansian says that there's a Rambam. The Rambam says that a reich and a oisir lo'olam, that's what he means. A person who was a kavua deka a reich. By definition, he's temporary because at any moment he could be kicked out. That he doesn't ask. Okay.
That would just basically be anybody that's not paying rent, essentially. Anyway.
No, he's saying even if it's the case of Sheila, but if we arrange, listen, I'm here for a period of time, and if you want, you know, before you, and I have a right to stay for X, even though I'm just borrowing it, but the arrangement was that I can be there you can't just kick me out. That'd be the situation, and then he'd call it Kabiyas. Okay, when we start here, Mishra points out, was that his point? So back into Mishabur and Nunhei. So the Zman Isser is immediately, as long as the plan is more than 30 days. Yeah. He joins the tzibur basically, but the case where they're not, there's no tzibur, and each week they have to make an eruv. There's no established tzibur, so then this issue comes into play. So the mishmar mekom makom toy bemakom sheyesh yiridin shregilim lavo orchem lishtol shom yosim shoshim yom. That's so called a ferish b'shor shoshim eruv the hula call mishitoysev bir hazos. They used to have the yearly Yerid, and there was a big event. People would come and spend a long time by the Yerid doing business, so they'd be there more than 30 days sometimes. But they weren't coming to join the Kohal. So coming to join the Kohal is whoever's joining the Kohal. So once you move in, you move in. They're not moving in, but they're staying for a long time. So over there, they should be Masha Beferis. They should be master beferish the kehila when it makes its eruv that they're coming to anybody who's going to be netoysef. Even these people are there not as members of the city.
Okay. And they have some din of a rai more than a normal guest that's renting or borrowing a place. Then, I mean, are they have their own establishments that they're setting up? Like, I'm not clear what the distinction is between these visitors that are coming for a month just for business.
When the tzibur would make a yearly eruv, and they would say whoever's moving in, they said whoever's moving in, so that makes sense. We're making it for the community. Whoever joins the community, this person's not joining the community, right? That's the problem. So when you're making a weekly eruv, fine. So these are the rules, but you're making the yearly eruv, and the standard was we're making it not just for whoever's presently the members of the community, but whoever will be the members of the community. The community is making it for those people, so that's great. The problem is these people don't fit that criteria. So Mishra Berurah is saying you should that they when they make the eruv, they should simply say we're including these people which are going to be, even though they're going to be in more than 30 days, they're clearly not joining the community. I mean, the shear of Shloshim Yom, you find about Bas, so there got to be certain halachas of regards to contributing to certain taxes, etc. Once you're there for 30 days, you're part of the community. So that's called, you've been conveying yourself here. This fellow was definitely not conveying himself here. Haraya, he's leaving, you know, he's here just for business, and he's clearly leaving. Right? But on the other hand, he's here for a long time. So then that there would be concern that he's not included in the regular language of the inclusive language of the Eruv Chatzeres. He's not necessarily included in that, so you should say it as Beferish. Fine. Nun vav. But if he's there less than 30 days, so he doesn't ask the bnei chotzer, and everybody's mutter, etc. Yesh amrim, afilu rogo lovisham, kama pamim lihisareach. So he comes on a regular basis, each time for less than 30 days. So some say that is included in this, then he doesn't ask her, because each time he's there, it's less than 30 days. But yesh mishamachmir bezet, v'an yinakum asimashin peidal tzival of ayinsham. We'll have the same discussion later on in regards to a non-Jew. Okay. And the first opinion says that even though that's true by the case of the Goy, it's not true by the case of the Yid. So what's the difference? So it's interesting, Kanech. Because Zavar Machai, when a case of Goy lives, the lachas, you have to be Seicha Rishus on the Goy. Yid that lives there, he has to contribute. Why do we Chazal Machai that you have to be Seicha from the Goy? Let the Goy be Mevatos Rishus, etc. Chazal Badavka wanted you to be Seicha from the Goy because the Goy in general would refuse to be Seicha. Because they think they would refuse to pay. They're let you pay them. They refuse to let you pay them because the whole thing sounds like voodoo to them, and therefore you wouldn't be able to live amongst the goyim. So the more says the purpose of the schiris, the Chazal used Rubei Chetzeris as a chetimsa to facilitate not being misarav amongst the goyim. So if a goy comes regularly into the neighborhood on a regular basis, even though each time is less than 30 days, but that the point is, we don't want you hanging out with goyim. So if he's coming on a regular basis, even each time less than 30 days, you're going to have to yisarcha from him. That's the din over there. That goes back to the tam of the takana, plays out differently than the issue which is over here. Over here, the point is, the members of the chotzer are considered like a separate rishus. Well, this guy is not, each time he comes less than 30 days, he's not a separate rishus. There's no need for the ma'ar of his rishus, which is the other ones. Okay, feel if the rabbim, the urchim are the rabbim against the balabayas. Feel him urchim rabbim, nami betel megabi balabayas, menasim kanshe beis. Okay, if however, if there's only urchim, then oisim tel zemiyat, what's the lomer? So they're eating separately and they're sleeping separately. It's not a case where you have a communal meal, which we had before. Rather, they're eating separately and they're sleeping separately, and there's no balabayas. So then they answer. So then, oisim zel zep miyat. They give the lekam kan kavua. She only twelve legabe. Hava kashar balebatim. The whole argument was compared to the kavua, the person who's there derech harai is not is bottle. He's a toffel to him. There's no kavua here. So this is, we're just out by themselves. This is the sort of functioning they've all gathered together for a Shabbos in some place. But Abu Kashani's Arkul Be'ir, Be'yesham Oid Chatzera Shay Yisrael. We're a Suyuk, Be'tikun Mavuas Kedin. So even on this Chatzah, all you have is Orchim, but there are other Chatzeras in the city, which there are other Jews there. And the city has had the Tikkun Mavua set up, etc. So, Tele Hani Orchim, Gabi Shabali Batam, Kuan Shabir, Yeshua, Batikkun Mavua, Skidin, Hikashuba Kula Kachatzarach, Eskana. The whole city is one area. So they're bottled, even though there's nobody else in this Chatzar, there are Kabur, the people in other Chatzaris, and they're bottled to them.
What's this?
the case was that in this chatzah there are no kavua, there's only orchim. So now they have to contribute because they're not. There's nobody to be bottled to. What about if there are other chatzers in the city where there are regular dwellers there? So then these orchim are bottled to those other people. So there's no need to. And we're talking about there's an eruv chatzers for the whole city together. So they don't have to contribute. They're tough with everybody else. Zel they ask on each other. If there's a goy there, they have to be sukkah rishus. Miyad, I don't feel him shabbos or rak shabbos achas. Even one shabbos already, that's going to create this halacha. So what about a scenario, the Shardin deals with a case where there's a non-Jewish owned inn and he lives there. Like, you know, historically they would have, you know, the owner of the inn would live there. So the Gabi, a goy, we're saying there's one balabais who lives there, so everybody else is considered a reyach. But if the balabais is a goy, not. So if they have a chutzah with five houses and four yidn move in for Shabbos and there's a goy there, they're not. They'd have to do an eruv chatzeris, and they'd have to shakar rishus on the goy. But what about they renting rooms in the non-Jewish inn? So the Sharetzion says in that situation is different. So Lamed Vav says, So in a case where there's a goy who lives in the chatzar, and now all these Jews move in for Shabbos, and there's no yidden who's a kavua there, so they have to make an eruv, because there's no kavua that they're bottled to. They're not bottled to the goy. Achim hei mis'achsenim bepundek shel akum. If they answer, even though each one has their own room, because you had to find them, so the Tepalim La'akum bein tzrichim liskar v'en rishus. We got made oisim zel zeh. So he's the host and they're the guests. That's my definition. As opposed to when the goy is living in one of the houses in the chatzar, they have no shaykhs to the goy. But over here, they are actually receiving the property from him. No, even in that scenario, they have to be circa rishus. Time of the linyan akum, lawyer mean the urchim, but tell them the gabay, chedmuch b'shuvus ramosim and kufchav ayin shom. So that the gabi this halacha, we don't say that they're not, they don't become, the point is they become batel. They don't become batel to the goy.
So they have to pay extra on top of what they say be paying for the room already?
Yeah.
That they're
socher
the room that they're in.
Right. That's correct.
Give them socher for the common space, I assume.
The scarce is for the common space, right? So Shartzi seems to come out at the end that like the prima godam and the even in that scenario, they would need to make a ruvich hetzeris. Okay.
And that said, they were nichlal in a greater city that already had an Erev as well in this particular place here.
No. And it's there where the misarik in the city, so that then they become, as Mr. Burrow said, they become part of the city.
And it was owned by a goy, then that would also by renting out.
I'm not following.
Meaning, minor. So this, it's an inn owned by a guy right here. This is the,
right.
What we just spoke about. And this inn was in a city, a broader city that already had an Erev already.
Right. So then they'll be bottled to the rest of the city. That's what Mishra Berurah is saying. If they're inside of the Erev of the whole city, so they're bottled to the rest of the city because they're only guests.
Right.
Yeah, so the Bnei Halacha just points out the halacha here in the Yemaska Kabua. With this halacha that they're considered bottle to the Balabayas, as if they're the guest compared to the Balabayas, doesn't mean that he's their Balabayas. He doesn't, the homes they're living in have no shakas to him. There's somebody else who owns this house who's not here for whatever reason, and the guest is moving in over there. There's no shaykhah to this balabais. Still, they're considered tuffle to the balabais who's living there by kavias. You say whether the property is owned by a Jew or non Jew doesn't make a difference. A bias kavua sheyesham. It's an economic case. So you have a hotel which is inside of the city Eruv, so the guests would end up being considered bottled to the city Eruv. Right? The question always comes up: in a case you have a hotel which is not inside the city Eruv, right? So it's a hotel; it has its own property. The property is enclosed, so you want to carry in the hallways, you want to carry outside, right? The problem is you need a Ruvach Hatzeris because there's no kavua there. Everybody's an areyach. Unless you get involved in this, this argument of the the Balabai still has a thesis yad in those properties, and that was the machlokes we spoke about. So does that apply to? Can you apply that to hotels or not? The Shabbos we spent a few weeks ago, we spent a week week and 2 days ago. It was catered by official, and he had like a little handout of the when davening was, everything was, etc. And he says the Ruach HaTzeris is made. That was part of the on the booklet. It said there was a Ruach HaTzeris made. So, which we go like the Shidus, which are machor that the hotel is not in the thesis yet. Whatever they're storing there, they're not storing there to store. They're storing there that I should be able to use. So as much as I'm renting the room, it's not a thvisa for the balabayas there. Okay. Let's hold it here.